Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Savvy Scribe podcast. I'm Janine Kalbach, your host. And today we have an episode that's a Q&A session. And I'm going to start doing some more of these. So submit any questions you like in our Facebook group via our Q&A form for members only in our membership group. But I am more than happy to answer any questions anytime. And why not even on our podcast? So these are kind of like quick bites of information. And let's get started. So our question today comes from, actually, I don't even know who it comes from. It's just a question. So let's just go into the question. It says, if a client sends you a contact, do you send them one of your own too? How does that even work?
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show.
Great question. And it comes down to a couple factors. For me, I always like to send my own contract to clients. However, when I send my own contract, I like it because my tax guy has gone over it. He's also a lawyer. He's a tax guy and a lawyer, which is wonderful because anytime I want to change my contract or add in different information, I just send it to him and he kind of just knows what's going on in my business. So if you could find a CPA who's like a lawyer as well, it just really helps you as a small business. So I like my contract. If I can send it to clients, wonderful. But a lot of times, there are clients that as you grow, they are bigger clients, meaning they're like enterprise level and they have their own legal department and they have their own subcontractor contract that they may want to send you. And as long as you look at it and you agree with everything, it's absolutely fine to use their contract as well. The one thing you wanted to do, if you use a platform like HoneyBook, which is my favorite, save that contract to their file so that you always have it on track and that you know when it's expiring. And then in ClickUp, the project management tool I use, I always add a date in there to know when I need to contact the client, which is not like 2 days before it expires, right? We want at least 2 months before it expires to make sure we are able to send it through legal, re-sign, and keep them as retainer clients. Hope. If you have any more questions, like I said, go on over to our Facebook group, Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or you could even email us at hello@thesavvyscribepodcast.com and just put Q&A for podcast, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.